Congressman Steve Israel is a Democratic congressman from New York's 3rd District. He's also author of The Global War on Morris. It's a political satire about the government's top-secret surveillance program going out of control. And that's what happens when the most average and unsuspecting of guys, Long Island salesman Morris Feldstein, is targeted as a major terror threat. I talked to the congressman about how he managed, even as a member of Congress, to write a political satire. And we also talked about being at the center of the controversy over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's invitation to speak before Congress in early March.
You know, 435 members of the House and 435 memoirs waiting to be written. I decided to take a different course. I've always enjoyed writing, and I decided to write a novel, a comic novel, a scathing parody of Washington, D.C. during the Bush administration and the global war on terror.
The book is The Global War on Morris. Who's Morris? He's your protagonist. Who is he?
Morris is a constituent on Long Island whose entire life's philosophy is don't make waves, don't make trouble, don't get involved. He doesn't watch the news. He doesn't listen to NYC. He watches the Mets and Turner Classic Movies because there's no tension, no anxiety. And through a glitch in the National Security Agency's surveillance program, he's actually suspected by Dick Cheney of becoming a major terrorist trying to take down the government of the United States of America. And that's the premise of this satire.
And we won't get into too many spoilers. Morris gets into some serious trouble, and it's a big madcap world of mistaken identity. And a lot of it's really funny, sort of about how the national security state invades lives. It exposes a lot of its folly. But there are some real notes here. You mentioned Dick Cheney. He's a character. Scooter Libby is in the story. The president, George W. Bush. NSA computers that track your calls and your contacts. That stuff is real. So you're going for some commentary here as well as just straight comedy.
You know, I would sit in on these classified briefings with Dick Cheney and President Bush and Rumsfeld and Rice. And the stuff I was hearing was so inane. But I realized if I had written a serious work of nonfiction on the things that I was hearing, nobody would buy it. And so I decided that the best way of making a point, of making that commentary, is through the tried and true techniques of satire.
Well, I want to ask you about that commentary because there are plenty of laughs in the book. But what's the polemic here? Is it against national security overreach? Is it against bureaucracy? Is it against fear-mongering? What's the underlying polemic of your story?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, this country has had a wrestling match between privacy and liberty since the Alien Sedition Acts in the 1780s, 1790s. And what I try and do is take real-life events that I was a witness to, these classified briefings, the selection of Senator Ted Kennedy for the Do Not Fly list, the attempt to divert a plane carrying Cat Stevens, who was thought to be a major threat to the United States. I decided to take all of that and make the point about the overreach of government, the day-to-day mishaps of the Bush administration, and do it in a way that the reader would find humorous. And one of the things that I'm just delighted by is the reviews have talked about how, you know, there are laugh-out-loud moments in the book.
You know, there's plenty of satire here, but I'll tell you where it could have been stronger is if you, a Democrat and a partisan Democrat, would not have used George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Scooter Libby as your real-life fake characters, but you could have just as easily substituted the Obama administration in for this critique. I mean, NSA surveillance is still real. Bulk collection is still real. This is a president that supports them. This is a president that has supported many aspects of the national security state that you criticize in this book. It's one thing for you to go after George W. Bush, big surprise. You could have gone after Obama.
Well, actually, the book takes place from 2004 to 2008, and Obama wasn't on the scene. However, in fairness, there are actual quotes from President Obama in this book ascribed to others. And I'll give you an example. I was at an event with the president when somebody asked him about the NSA program, and he said, "We have safeguards. This government does not spy on its people." Well, I took that quote. It is in the book. It's just ascribed to somebody else because President Obama wasn't on the scene in the White House during the time that the book deals with.
And I want to ask you about Morris Feldstein because he's your protagonist and your mistaken victim. And he's a good one. He's a schlubby, kind of nebbishy, great neck Jewish guy. He's a pharmaceutical salesman. Like you said, he never makes waves.
Right.
He's the one least likely in our culture to get rolled up by the NSA or the FBI or whoever else. But, you know, a lot of Muslims reading this book might say, "Israel, not funny. this is real for us. NSA surveillance, mistaken identity, no fly lists, profiling. Right. It's one thing for you to choose, you know, a white Jewish middle class guy from Great Neck. It's not really very funny to us. This is our this is part of our reality.
I think they would actually support the book and actually have gotten great feedback from many. And here's why. The point I'm making is this could happen to a white middle-aged Jewish guy in Great Neck. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone. And if you feel any sympathy towards poor old Morris Feldstein, then consider how many Morris Feldsteins may be out there and think about what's happening to them.
Has Vice President Dick Cheney read your book?
If I'm missing for more than 3 days, I would ask him first where I am.
That's right. Well, the book is The Global War on Morris. The author is Congressman Steve Israel, who represents the 3rd District in New York. Let's shift to something current in Congress right now. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech before Congress is controversial, largely because he was invited directly by John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. That's been controversial among a lot of your Democratic colleagues. You've sort of been at the center of this. I want to ask you about it. First, let's listen to Speaker Boehner, who was on the Sunday talk shows this past weekend, answering for some of the criticism.
There's no secret here in Washington about the animosity that this White House has for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I frankly didn't want them getting in the way and quashing what I thought was a real opportunity.
That's from Fox News Sunday. And the speaker says he didn't want the White House getting in the way. What's the crux of this problem? It seems to a lot of us that the crux of it is not necessarily giving Netanyahu a platform. It's that the speaker went around the State Department and the White House and is essentially conducting diplomacy.
Well, by the way, you know, what we just heard is, I think, the 17th version of events that the speaker has given. This just does not pass the consistency test. Look, let me speak uncharacteristically bluntly for a member of Congress. What the speaker did is a political trap. I'm not a big believer in walking into traps. This was designed by the Speaker of the House to try and politicize Israel, to make Israel a political football, to drive a wedge between the United States and Israel. Why would I let him get away with that? Look, I tend to lean to the right on U.S.-Israeli relations. I think that the deal with Iran is shaping up to be a bad deal. I'm going to go to the speech. But let's not believe for a moment that the speaker's motivations were anything but brutally political, and he has done a disservice to the relationship between the United States and Israel and a disservice to the state of Israel. And that's why this was so badly done.
But we'll all cover the speech on March 3rd, of course, when Benjamin Netanyahu speaks in front of a joint session. The congressman is Steve Israel. He's a Democrat from the 3rd District of New York. His book is The Global War on Morris, in bookstores now. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.